We're back. That was amazing having Devin Scillian on. I got to tell you, what a pillar in our community. Amazing guy. But, you know, I got my brother from another mother. I got Todd Perkins with me, as always, on Behind the Bench, just because Todd's the man. Todd's the guy. You with me, my man?
I've been with you. I'm still with you. I'm going to be with you.
You are. Well, listen, I'm the strings on the blimp compared to you, man. So as long as that's, you know, as long as that's your motto, I'm good. So how was your day?
I'm actually still in the office. You know, this is one of the first times I've had an opportunity to be on a landline because I'm still in office. And I'm surprised. I don't think I saw your car in the lot, which is usually here until 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. Again, I didn't see it.
Yeah. Well, I had to get to the station.
So, oh, I thought they'd let you do remotely, because as soon as you're done, you're going to get back to work.
Yeah, well, I start a big trial.
I know.
In front of Judge Drain, one of the best judges, I think, on the bench. Yeah. What a gentleman. Always a gentleman.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Not only does he know the law, but, you know, even when he sentences people or he makes adverse rulings, he does it in such a way that it's just a class act.
It's super classy. Yeah. Someday we're going to get Todd Langtott, Todd Perkins, Todd Flood, and we're going to get Gerald Evelyn. We're going to interview Gerald Evelyn. You know, when you say
you
class
need a whole
act,
segment for that.
We'll do a whole hour.
That's like a Devin Scillian type of thing. You know, how he is to media. Gerald is that and more to not only the community, but to the law.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have on a candidate running for 36.
Wayne Circuit. Wayne Circuit, and we have you know I always like to, your audience listens, and I love this audience that you have. It's, you know,
it's a big audience.
They're connected. They're listening. They're engaged, and they know what's going on in the pulse of the community. So I have two. It might be short, but I have two. I have Adrian Scruggs, who's running Wayne County Circuit Court,
yes,
and Magistrate Bill Burton, who rounds out the candidates at 36th District Court, running for, you know, it's three candidates running for two positions.
Right, right.
So he and, you know, these are all colleagues who are, you know, and it's a very what I consider to be a very classy election. You know, sometimes these things can devolve into something negative, and this is not. You know, from all accounts, it has not, and I appreciate and love all of them. And let's, you know,
we got to give them a platform. No, we got to give them the opportunity. We have a huge audience, and
I know you do.
You know, so the fact of the matter is this is what it's all about. So, Adriana Scruggs, I looked at her website. I don't think there's a judge that's not endorsing her. She's got all the endorsements of everybody, you know, under the sun.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, is she with us?
Hello, I'm here. This is Adriana.
Oh, yeah.
Adriana, how are you?
But let me say one thing. She does not think that judges or endorsements vote. She is in the community knocking doors. You see her at events. You know, just general community events, not for the highfalutins, but just for the regular folks like us.
Well, that's where the people are. That's where the votes are coming from, right? And it's the energy she has. So,
thank you. I appreciate that. That's high praise.
So, well, please, when you got Todd Perkins, come on. So, Adrian, tell us, you know, tell everybody out there who you are and why you're running.
Well, I'm Adrian Scruggs. I'm running for the Wayne County Circuit Court Judge. There's one open seat, so I'm not running against an incumbent. It's a non-incumbent category. I've been an attorney almost 20 years, and I have the greatest depth of diversity and experience than any candidate running for the Circuit Court Judge. And the short answer as to why I'm running is, when you have the ability to serve and you do not do it, you're contributing to the issues and the problems in a negative way, and I don't want to do that. I have a calling and a responsibility to provide service and to be of service. And for the majority of my 20-year career, I have served the court and the public in one capacity or another. And so I started off in private practice, and I did criminal and civil and family and probate, and really got my teeth cut down at 36th District Court and the other circuit courts around Wayne County, Monroe, and Oakland. And then I worked for the court for a phenomenal judge, Judge Prentice Edwards Sr.
Oh, yeah.
In the civil division. And he was just phenomenal. He came from that old school group of judges.
Yeah, gotta love him.
And he really did. And he modeled for me then what I practice now, which are my ABCs. That's that always be calm. Making sure you have that appropriate judicial temperament. So when people are coming before the court, no matter where they're coming from or how they're approaching the court, you're treating them with the same dignity and respect that they're entitled to have.
There you
so
go.
So after serving with him, and, you know, that was just an honor, and having that mentorship and running the courtroom and writing opinions and orders, I worked for the Wayne County Friend of the Court for 9.5 years. And I served there as a senior staff attorney and special prosecutor, and also joined the outreach team because it's important to connect court and community and bridge that gap. Because you all know, just like I do, people are not going to go down to court and voluntarily litigate their interests because they've got a legitimate fear. If I go down there, I'm spending the weekend in jail.
Yeah. Wow.
And so, you know, being in the community, it helped.
Yeah. No question about it. And your reputation precedes you. Hard worker, you, and getting the tutelage under a great judge, Prentice Edwards Sr., and his son, by the way, I love too.
I went to high school with him.
Oh, so, is that right?
Well, I did. I went to high school with him, and I was still working there with Judge Edwards when Judge Drain was going through his process for appointment to the Eastern District.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, it was just a phenomenal time. And now I've culminated all of that experience. So I serve as a judicial officer. I'm a family law referee at the Washtenaw County Trial Court. And so I have that additional experience of knowing what it means to preside over cases and either serving as a barrier or bridge to somebody having justice.
Well, I got to tell you, Godspeed to you. I love your energy. And one thing that Todd and I love big time, we hear the passion. And when you say you have a calling, you keep it going. You know, you keep it going.
Nothing tops that.
Nothing tops that. I mean, that's the inspiration. And, you know, wish you nothing but the best. And I think you probably just touched over 100,000 listeners today of just making a pitch for a great reason why you should be judge. Brother Todd, you got anything out there?
No, I just, you know, something we just, you know, and not only is she pushing herself as judge, but pushing people to vote. That's all we want. You know, Judge Braxton used to say that. She, you know, remember, she used to require as a term of condition of probation that not who you vote for, but that you go vote.
Amen to that. We're going to come right back after this. Adrian Scruggs, thank you so much for coming on, and look forward to your victory. We'll be
thank
right back.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. We'll be right back with Todd and Todd behind the bench just after this.